Welcome to the Red Queen podcast, where we tell the stories of the invention and reinvention of the world's most creative companies. I'm Tara, and I want to tell you a little bit about why the podcast is called the Red Queen podcast. We're not just glamorous ladies into chess, but actually our inspiration comes from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, specifically in the moment where Alice meets the Red Queen. Here's an excerpt of how that scene went down. Alice could never quite make out, in thinking over it afterwards, how it was that they began. All she remembers is that they were running hand in hand, and the queen went so fast that it was all she could do to keep up with her. And still the queen kept crying, "Faster, faster!" But Alice felt she could not go faster, though she had not breath left to say so. The most curious part of the thing was that the trees and the other things around them never changed their places at all. However fast they went, they never seemed to pass anything. "I wonder if all things move along with us," thought poor puzzled Alice. And the queen seemed to guess her thoughts, for she cried, "Faster! Don't try to talk!" Eventually, the queen stops running and props Alice up against a tree, telling her to rest. Alice looked around her in great surprise. "Why, I do believe we've been under this tree the whole time. Everything's just as it was."
"Of course it is," said the queen. "What would you have it?"
"Well, in our country," says Alice, still panting a little, "you'd generally get to somewhere else if you ran very fast for a long time, as we've been doing."
"A slow sort of country," said the queen. "Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that." Now, we agree with Lewis Carroll. Businesses are in competitive environments, so competitive that it takes at moving at the rate of the market to simply stay in place. Those who want to compete must run twice as fast as everybody else. As Darwin says, it is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one that is most responsive to change. The businesses that manage to stay in the game are the ones who can respond to change. We're fascinated by their stories of moving at that pace, whether those stories end in victory or defeat. Those are the stories we tell in our podcast, and we're excited for you to join us on that journey. Happy listening.